Chapter 19. A guy would be a millionaire if he alone but knew how to raise a turkey with six legs instead of two. I put my knowledge to the task. Now I'm a total wreck. Instead of growing six good legs, the darn thing grew six necks. Dorothy Jean Smith, 1936. I opened the door. It was the drooling beauty from the night before, bundled up and wearing oversized sunglasses. She said, "You're Parker Robinson, right?" "Yes, that's me. Come in." While she did, I propped the door open with the rubber wedge. When I turned around, she offered a handshake and we shook, although she looked like she was expecting more. A hug? "Won't you have a seat?" She sat stiffly in the guest chair. "You don't know who I am, do you?" "Well, we haven't actually met, have we?" "I'm Professor Hopkins' daughter. I'm Audrey Hopkins." "Oh, really? No kidding. Didn't you know he had one?" I said. "He may have told me. I guess I forgot." She looked a little crushed, but tried to conceal it by pretending a sudden interest in the posters on my wall. I said, "I'm on my lunch hour. Do you mind if I keep eating?" "No, go ahead." I sat down and had another spoonful of applesauce from the jar. I said, "Wouldn't you like to take your coat off?" "No, I have to go in a minute. I just wanted to stop by and..." I held out the box of dates. "Here, would you like one of these?" "No, thanks. I just wanted to stop by and thank you for bringing him home last night." "No problem. Glad to do it," I said. "I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to meet last night. Your dad was about to introduce us, but he had had a bit too much to drink by then. Plus, you were sound asleep. How's your eye? She stood up and stepped to the mirror above the sink. She lifted her sunglasses and probed at the puffiness. "It's okay." Her face bore little resemblance to her father's, but there was an appealing wistfulness to it. Forlorn, maybe, like a Dickensian waif. Her swollen eye and oversized sunglasses both added to and clashed with the effect. "Are those your father's sunglasses?" I asked. "They are." She stayed at the mirror. "I'm not sure how this happened exactly. I must have been walking in my sleep. All I know is I woke up with it. Don't think my dad did it, if that's what you're thinking." "No, that's not what I'm thinking. I think you rolled off the living room couch in your sleep and hit the corner of the coffee table with your eye. Hard enough to do the damage, but not hard enough to wake yourself up." "Oh," I said. "You scared me, though, I'll say that." She said, "Why?" "Because when I saw you lying on the floor, I thought you were dead. Both you and your dad are heavy sleepers. I made a big racket knocking over your dad's camera in the dark, and you never stirred." She said, "I can't believe he never told you about me." "Well, look, Audrey, I wouldn't read too much into that. I'm just an undergrad here. We all arrive here one day as freshmen, and then 8 semesters later they kick us out, if they haven't done it already. You get to know your roommates pretty well and other students, but teachers and faculty, they're just grown-ups. They're like another species from another planet. We never really get to know them. Besides, your dad and I only met a few times, and when we did, it was always to discuss me. He's my advisor. That's his job," she said. "He could have mentioned me at least once." "Well, he might have. He might have. Maybe he did. Another thing, I wasn't here for most of last semester, so we didn't even have our usual meetings," she said. "I know. You snuck off to go surfing in Hawaii. He told me about that." I was stymied as to what to say. "Well, I still think you're overthinking this," she said. "I know why he keeps me a secret." "You're no secret. Why would you say that?" "Because he's ashamed of me." "I doubt that. Why would he be ashamed of you?" because I'm a constant reminder that he broke one of his 10 commandments. Which one was that? Marrying my mother. Why was that a commandment? Because she was one of his students. Oh, ah, well, that's been known to happen.